Chapter 5. A Little Game. It was a walk-up slum apartment building. George, with a fresh wave of horror, realized he had never brought a woman here. The peeling paint and scuffed linoleum seemed to curdle under the impossible grace of his companion. "Well, we're here," he mumbled, the words feeling as small and shabby as the hallway. "It's second floor. My apartment, I mean." Suddenly, all her scientific ferocity vanished. With a spark of pure childish glee, Alien shouted, "Last one is a rotten egg!" and sprinted past him up the stairs. How does an outer space alien know that game? The thought was a ghost, instantly banished by the vision before him. Oh, God. Her ass. It was a perfect hypnotic pendulum of those impossibly smooth globes, swaying just inches from his face as he chased her. The clinical words from the forest: interface, expulsion, genetic material, terminal orgasm, shattered and reformed into a single primal scream in his dick. He was so focused on the rhythm of her movement, the promise of that shape, that his foot caught on a step. He pitched forward with a grunt. What happened next was a blur of impossible speed and force. She spun, a whirlwind of leather, naked skin, and concern. Her arms, stronger than they had any right to be, snatched him from his stumble and pulled him hard against her. His world dissolved into a singular, devastating sensation. His cheek was pressed firmly into the sublime softness of her bust.
"Are you all right? You have to be careful."
Her voice was a frantic whisper against the top of his head, her grip tightening.
"People die like that, you know. If you die on my account, I will never forgive myself."
The concern was so intense, so raw, it felt motherly. Or what he imagined motherly should feel like, a fierce protective urgency. But the reality of the contact was anything but maternal. It was warm. A delicious, living heat seeped through the strange fabric of her top and into his skin. It was soft. A yielding firmness that molded perfectly to the plane of his face. And beneath it all, a frantic, rhythmic thrumming. Ba-bump, 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 ba-bump. Her heartbeat racing for him. This was no performance. She was legitimately, viscerally scared for him.
I'm fine,
he stammered, his voice muffled by the heaven pressed against it. His body was a live wire. Every frustration that had festered within him, the lonely nights, the shame of the brothel, the ghost of Joan's accidental touch, converged and amplified in this single point of contact. The heat of her skin, the scent of ozone and warm metal filling his nostrils, the frantic drum of her heart. It was an avalanche of sensation hurling towards a single, inevitable conclusion. He felt a terrifying, glorious tightness coiling deep in his gut, a pressure building with such violent urgency. He knew with absolute certainty that he was about to disgrace himself entirely. The seam of his jeans became a torturous constraint, and he squeezed his eyes down, praying for control, for the world to stop before he...
She let him go.
The cool, dingy air of the stairwell hit him like a physical blow. He swayed on his feet, his body humming with unfinished electricity, the ghost of her warmth still branded on his cheek.
I am so sorry for offering that game, George Fields, she said, her voice returning to its smooth cadence, though a faint, breathless quality remained. I thought it was an innocent Earth game. Let's just get to your apartment, shall we?
Her dual eyes held his for a moment. The blue one, deep and unreadable. The red one, a silent, pulsing amber. Then she turned and continued up the stairs, leaving him trembling in her wake, achingly aware of the desperate, throbbing proof of his arousal.